This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. So let me just put this out there. Robert Saleh just spoke, and the backup to Mike White on Sunday will be Joe Flacco. Is the backup, as expected. Zach Wilson, again, inactive. And let me tell you something. This is the way it needs to be for Sunday. I do think there's a chance it will change backup status-wise against the Bills. But I really, really commend the Jets for handling this in a way that can subject themselves to some real criticism. Oh, geez, the kid you drafted second overall isn't even putting his pads on. Geez, what a bad look. It helps that they're winning.
It is kind of a bad look.
But, and it's softened by the fact that they're winning. So the other part of the conversation is, oh, yeah, well, it's really about the Vikings-Jets. So I get that kind of obscures that they may have whiffed woefully on the second overall pick. But that is a hard pill to swallow when every national and local voice is basically saying, look at this guy on the bench, not even dressed.
I give him credit
for sticking to him.
No, you're right.
They got to build him back up.
And so, other teams have this this situation, but it's different. Think about Jordan Love, even in Green Bay. Even it looks like he might actually play a little bit.
Yeah. He played okay, too.
He did play okay when Aaron went. Think about this. For his 3 years... basically 2.5 years, he was an afterthought.
But he wasn't inactive, and the guy in front of him was a legend and a Hall of Famer
and a
Super Bowl champion.
And it's different.
It's very different,
but think of the criticism that they were getting. It wasn't as loud because of Aaron Rodgers as you were talking about, but you still heard it, like, oh, what a waste of a pick.
Yeah, you should have gotten a receiver.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
You wasted the pick.
Different type of energy.
Trey Lance is somewhat similar, even though it's a nuanced difference because Kyle Shanahan actually believes that he can be the guy. He can be better than Jimmy Garoppolo, and now he's hurt, so it's moot, so it doesn't matter. But that they're also a team that's kind of wasted a first round pick on a quarterback because I don't think he's going to be the guy there ever. Maybe he will. I don't see it yet. And it's been 3 years, so it's just not the second pick. It's different when it's number two. You could pick anybody, and you pick the guy who's now not even dressing 2 weeks in a row.
Listen,
and he's fully healthy.
That's why this is really, that's why I said in the first hour, this to me is really one of the most unique Jet games ever. I mean, I know that, again, oh, here we go, hyperbolic time. No, but really, think about this. Like, if you think about the circumstances, the Jets have, first of all, they've only taken 6 quarterbacks in the first round. And I've said this a few times. I don't need to be repetitive here. But 6 quarterbacks in the first round in 54 years. Okay, that's number one. So right away, you're dealing with a dearth of premium assets that have actually been on the field. Okay. And by the way, Kenny O'Brien and a few others were taken in the 20s. Pennington was number 20. Kenny O'Brien was in the 20s. Only two of those 6 were in the top 3.
Yeah.
And one is Zach and one is Sam Darnold. So it's a rare part of the mountain to begin with. And then you got this other guy, this no-name, this nomad, in essence, this transient collegiate existence, bouncing from this school to that school. And it was at Western Kentucky. Was it Eastern Kentucky? Was it South Florida? Was it South Dakota? Nobody knew where this guy played.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was drafted by the Cowboys, but he didn't start. And And you look up, and the guy's just throwing 3 bills around like it's going out of style. So when you look at what Zach was supposed to be, versus what he looks like now, which is awful. And then you incorporate the guy who might be a superstar. I know that sounds crazy, but the early flashes are favorable. This is craziness, really.
It's funny because Zach is supposed to be what Mike White is.
Yes.
This confident kid.
Only with speed.
Yes.
You know, an athlete.
Who is crushing the locker room. Guys love him. Yeah. He's confident because Mike White is. He's got the acumen, the skill set. That's what Zach Wilson was supposed to be. And it's interesting that it's actually Mike White who's playing more like Zach Wilson was supposed to be.
Let's go to Joe in Wilson Park, New York. What's going on, Joe? You're on The Fan with TK and Tierney. How you doing today, Joe?
Hey, guys, doing great. I'm just giving you my mindset as a Jets fan. I'm riding this Mike White thing. I think it's great. You know, I hope we go into the playoffs and do well. But in reality, how many fifth-round quarterbacks have ever turned out to be a franchise quarterback? And how many quarterbacks that have played as bad and as inept as Zach Wilson have ever kind of turned it around? In my mind, the best scenario for the Jets, let's finish out the season well. Let's go out and sign Aaron Rodgers and have some fun next year.
Yeah, well, you know what? Peyton Manning was pretty terrible his first year, but he immediately turned it around. So it's hard to put him in that same category. But
the examples, listen, I love these numbers. But here's the problem. They're all antiquated. Like, you can go back to the Bradshaws, the Dan Fouts, the guys that came up in the 70s, threw a ton of picks.
But even more of a modern era.
Alex Smith. Alex Smith is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith was wretched with the 49ers. Multiple coaches. He was the first overall pick. I guess that would have been 05.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed a year. He was hurt. He had one year his completion percentage was like 48%. He was a disaster. Then Harbaugh came, run heavy offense, really good defense, and we know what happened. So that's an example-ish. You know, you want to tell me Jim Plunkett, but Jim, early on he was a disaster. Then he won a couple of Super Bowls with the Raiders. Like, we could cherry pick throughout history and bore everybody to tears. But the bottom line is, it's very infrequent. Let's just offer that all-encompassing summation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't mean it can't happen ever. You know? Yeah. Another bumper sticker right there. Doesn't happen often, .. Doesn't mean it can't happen ever. A little wordy. I've got to tighten that up.
Yeah, that's
enough. A little two verbals for the back of a bumper sticker.
And it kind of feels like it just ends.
Hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.